escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 2nd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1925, it was all over for the human attention span as Scottish inventor John Logie Baird demonstrated the first working television, or as he called it at the time, a televisor. In 1985, in preparation for the upcoming launch of the Mir space station, the Soviet Union launched an unmanned module to dock with the Salyut 7 space station. This mission was carried out while Salyut 7 was unoccupied, just in case anything went wrong. But the automatic docking went off without a hitch, adding plenty of habitable space to Salyut. The principle of launching unmanned modules, which would automatically rendezvous and dock, was the basis of both Mir and the earliest components of the International Space Station. Groucho Marx was born on this day in 1890. Test pilot Scott Crossfield, who flew the X-15, was born today in 1921. And born today in 1948, actor Avery Brooks.
The prophets have been kind today.
The prophets had nothing to do with what happened here today. This was the work of a disturbed and violent mind, who listened to your voice, not the prophets.
Is the emissary holding me responsible for this act of terrorism?
The commander of this station is.
May the prophets forgive you for abandoning them.
You claim the prophets as your personal constituency, vetted Wynn. I'm not convinced that's justified. Who do you speak for? An order that's barely listened to in your assembly. So you come here looking for a more receptive audience.
Now I see you want nothing less than to destroy us. You live without a soul, Commander. You and your Federation exist in a universe of darkness, and you would drag us in there with you. But we will not go.
You have just made your first mistake, Vedic. The Bajorans who have lived with us on the station, who have worked with us for months, who helped us move this station to protect the wormhole, who joined us to explore the Gamma Quadrant, who have begun to build the future of Bajor with us. These people know that we are neither the enemy nor the devil.
In 1950, actress Persis Khambhatta was born in India.
The navigator, Lieutenant Ilea. She's already aboard and en route to the bridge, sir.
Lieutenant Ilea, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant.
Hello, Ilea.
Decker.
I was stationed on the Lieutenant's home planet some years ago.
Commander Decker?
Yes, our exec and science officer.
Captain Kirk has the utmost confidence in me.
And in you too, Lieutenant.
My oath of celibacy is on record, Captain. May I assume my duties?
Balance.
Mike Rutherford of Genesis was also born in 1950, and Sting was born in 1951. Philip Oakey of the Human League was born in 1955. On this date in 1950, Charles M. Schulz's comic strip, Peanuts, was first published. And one of the best uses anyone ever devised for John Logie Baird's television made its premiere.
The place is here. The time is now. And the journey into the shadows that we're about to watch could be our journey.
Rod Serling introduced the first episode of The Twilight Zone on this day in 1958. In 1978, one of the first anime series to catch on in the Western world made its syndicated premiere.
Hey, team, look! There's something down there!
Look at the ocean!
We know it's the ocean.
We're going for it!
Dubbed and heavily re-edited by TV syndicator Sandy Frank, Battle of the Planets was the American edition of Kagaku Ninjutai Gatchaman, or Science Ninja Team Gatchaman, which had made its Japanese debut in 1974. Frank removed violent scenes from each episode and replaced them with a new character exclusive to the American series, the robot Seven Zark Seven.
Oh, I'm Seven Zark Seven, complex computerized coordinator for G-Force. Everything clears through me here at Center Neptune. I keep watch every minute, day and night, on each member of the G-Force team. I don't need sleep. I'm a robot, you know. Some call me a guardian robot. Oh, There's an emergency.
In 1980, months after we'd seen the last of Battlestar Galactica, a California judge decided that it wasn't a ripoff of Star Wars. The decision was later appealed, and in 1984, Universal Studios still had to fork over $250,000 to 20th Century Fox. In 1995, a familiar face boarded Deep Space Nine.
Lieutenant Commander Worf, reporting for duty, sir. It's good to have you aboard, Commander. Thank you, sir.
At ease, Mr. Worf.
I was sorry to hear about the Enterprise. She was a good ship. Yes, sir. I understand you've been on extended leave.
Yes. I have been visiting the Klingon Monastery on Boroth. I found my discussions with the clerics there to be most enlightening.
Well, I hope you'll forgive me for pulling you away from your studies, but I doubt that this assignment will take very long.
My leave was almost over, sir.
Do you have any idea where you'll be stationed next?
I am considering resigning my commission.
Really? May I ask why?
I have spent most of my life among humans. It has not always been easy for me. And since the destruction of the Enterprise, it has become even more difficult. I am no longer sure I belong in this uniform.
Michael Dorn made his heavily publicized return to the character of Worf, joining the cast of Star Trek Deep Space Nine full-time for the rest of the show's run. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.